Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fred Talbot. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Talbot covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is hit by the pitch. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Whitaker steals third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Talbot moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Howard and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jim King pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball towards right. Whitaker catches it and throws to home to double up McCraw. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams is hit by the pitch. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Dooley Womack now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Williams scores. Buford moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes A.G. The throw from Howard to Clark and they have A.G. trapped. The throw over to Hegan, who applies the tag for the out. Buford scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing left field. Ken Berry now playing right field. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Houser pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh pinch hits for Dooley Womack. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Tipdino now playing first base. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Amaro strikes out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howard moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.